Om apavitra pavitrova sarvavastam gato piva ya smaret pundarikaksham sa bhaya bhayantara suchi Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. So we'll give the translation of this verse. The boys can turn around. This verse is from the Garuda Purana. And it says, either pure or impure. Or having passed through all conditions of material life, if one can remember the lotus-eyed Krishna, he becomes externally and internally clean. So this verse actually describes the goal of Krishna consciousness, which is to remember Krishna. All the activities we perform in Krishna consciousness throughout our lifetime are to bring us to the point of always remembering Krishna. And never forgetting Krishna. As we've explained many times, the way you always remember someone and never forget them is if you love them.
Как объясняется, что способ кого-то помнить и никогда не забывать, это любить его.
If you're in love with someone, you're always remembering them and you never forget them.
Если вы кого-то любите, вы всегда помните о нем, да, его не забываете.
So all our activities in Krishna consciousness are meant to purify the heart.
И вся деятельность сознания Кришны предназначена, чтобы очистить сердце.
And bring forth that dormant love for God that is there within the heart.
И пробудить эту дремлющую любовь Богу, который уже есть в нашем сердце.
So we'll always remember Krishna.
Так что будем все время помнить Кришну.
Just like Srila Prabhupada.
Наподобие того, как Шрила Прабхупада.
Just like Prabhupada.
Просто как Прабхупада.
One time Prabhupada said, there was never a time that I ever forгот the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna.
Ты говорил, что у Прабхупады никогда не было такого времени, чтобы я забывал о лотосных стопах Радхи и Кришны.
That alone helps us understand that Srila Prabhupada was a pure unalloyed devotee of Krishna. And that also explains why Prabhupada's eyes were always brimming, were full of tears. In the early days when we were very young, we used to watch Prabhupada very closely, and I was always noticing how his eyes were always full of tears. So like father, like son. The son wants to become like the father. Actually, even in ordinary life, the father is always hoping that his son will be like him. I remember when I was young, I approached my father and I said, Dad, what do you want me to do in life? So he said, you should become an athlete. Because my father was an athlete. And you should become a captain in the Navy. And you should enter into some successful business enterprise. So the father, he likes the son to be like him. In India, they have that, you know, the father, Mr. Agarwal, he has his business, and even when his sons are very tiny, he has the sign outside the shop, Agarwal and Sons.
Agarwal and Sons.
When I get old, my sons will take over the business and I shall retire and enjoy life.
So
that's a mundane example. But in spiritual life, the spiritual master is always hoping, not hoping, because hoping is based on chance, he's praying that his disciples will achieve perfection in Krishna consciousness.
Но в духовной жизни также духовный учитель он надеется не совсем лучшее слово, потому что возможно утратит шанс, если мы так говорим, надеется. Он молится Господу Кришне о том, чтобы ученик достиг совершенства.
We've many times stated that you can bring many gifts to your guru during his lifetime.
Есть такое утверждение, что человек должен принести много даров своему духовному учителю в течение жизни.
But the greatest gift that you can offer your spiritual master is that one day after a lifetime of chanting Hare Krishna and passing through the stage of anartha nirvriti, it means purifying the heart of all material desires, you can sit down and chant Hare Krishna with a pure heart. And one little tear will glide down your cheek in love for Krishna. That tear is the greatest gift you can offer your guru. It doesn't come easy. It takes a lifetime or lifetimes. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sadurlabaha. Krishna says after many lifetimes, a devotee's fully enlightened in Krishna consciousness surrenders to me. So this initiation, this is the beginning. Of course, the beginning was when you first came in contact with Krishna consciousness. You were walking down the street, and there were devotees chanting, or someone approached you with a book, or you went to Woodstock Festival for what do they say? Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And you were hungry. And you stumbled into Krishna's village of peace. And you stood in line for 2 hours. And you got some prasadam. That was beginning. Agyata Sukriti, meaning unknowing, so you didn't know you were doing devotional service. But just like medicine, you take medicine, you don't know how it's acting in your body, but it's working and you become purified. So the beginning was some years ago. But now, really, initiation means to initiate, to begin the process in earnest. This is beginning in earnest Krishna consciousness, initiation. Just like they're having the Olympics now. And I have to admit, I'm kind of keeping on top of the, at least the swimming part. Anyway, when I was young, I was a swimmer. So anyway, America's leading the Olympics in gold medals in swimming. But you notice that before the swimmers actually performed in the competition, there's the warm-up laps. They swim back and forth a few times to warm up. And then they stand on the podium, or not the podium, they stand on the starting block, six or eight of them, and the this voice has to stop running around. Yeah. He can either stay in or out, but he has to stay in one place. Yeah. So they're on the starting block, and the person who starts the race, on your marks, get set, go. And then they...
Потом они выстраиваются, 6 или 8 мужчин или женщин на подиуме, точнее на подиуме, на таких стартовых тумбах. И судья говорит, внимание, приготовились, потом дается выстрел, старт.
So before initiation you've been warming up.
И перед инициацией вы как бы согревались.
Doing some laps in the pool.
Какие-то круги делали, разогревочные по бассейну.
But now the real business begins. On your marks, get set, your name is Krishna Das. Go!
Но теперь начинается настоящее дело. Внимание, приготовились. Твое имя такое-то, да, пошел.
What does it mean in earnest?
Что это значит по-настоящему?
It means like Prabhupada told one sannyasi at his sannyas initiation.
Это означает, как наш Шрила Прабхупада сказал одному сannyasi, когда он принимал свое посвящение в sannyasi.
Never look back and think you've left anything valuable behind.
Никогда не оглядывайся назад, не думай, что ты оставил позади что-то ценное.
And never envy the position of the materialistic sense enjoyers.
И никогда не завидуй положение материалистичных людей, которые наслаждают чувством.
That's what it means. Go.
Это то, что мы называем целью.
Run as fast as you can and don't look back. Run as fast as you can and don't look back.
Бегите со всех сил, как только можете, и не оглядывайтесь назад.
And never be attracted to or enticed or intimidated by the position of people who seem to have some happiness in this world.
Никогда не привлекайтесь к положению людей, которые с внешней точки зрения обладают каким-то счастьем в этом материальном мире.
The devotee's happiness is right here.
Счастье преданного находится вот здесь.
In this mala.
В этой мале.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. This purifies the heart. And to approach Krishna, you have to be pure. Just like there's the saying, to enter fire, you have to become like fire. So if you want to associate with Krishna, who's supremely pure, you have to become pure. Krishna is transcendental to this material creation. He's completely pure and uncontaminated. Actually, Arjuna refers to Krishna's purity in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, Panam Brahma, Panam Dhamma, Pavitam Paramam Bhavam, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam, Adidevam Ajam Vibhum. My dear Krishna, you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You're the ultimate abode. You are the purest. You are the absolute truth. You are eternal. Transcendental. You're the original person. You're unborn. And you are the greatest. So, Krishna is pure. So if you want to associate with him, you have to be pure also. At one time, we were pure. We were in the spiritual world. We were pure. But for one reason or another, it's a long discussion. We fell from grace, as the Christians say. Katowice. Kiev. Moscow. You fell into the material world. And just like a drop of water, when it's in the cloud, it's pure. In Australia, when I was traveling around some of the villages and towns outside the big city, when I first went, I saw these big wooden barrels outside of everyone's house. I said, what's that for?
Например, когда я путешествовал в Австралии, не в больших городах, а там вокруг, там где деревни. Я видел возле каждого сельского домика такой большой деревянный бак.
Every house had a big wooden barrel outside the front door.
У каждого дома стояла большая деревянная бочка.
What's that for? Oh Maharaj, that's to collect rainwater. Because rainwater is the purest drinking water. So the Australians, they just, you know, depend on nature. They collect the water as it falls and they drink from the wooden barrel.
Таким образом, австралийцы, они зависят от природы, и когда идет дождь, они собирают эту воду и потом пьют ее.
Of course, that was 20 years ago. Now they all have, you know, bottled water, but anyway.
Конечно, это было 20 лет назад, теперь у них у всех есть вода в бутылках.
So the drop is pure, and but when it hits the ground, it immediately becomes muddy.
И капля, она чиста, но как только она падает и касается земли, она немедленно становится грязью.
So we were pure.
Так, мы были чисты.
But when we hit the material world, we came in contact with the modes of nature, mundane goodness, passion, and ignorance, and we became impure. But impure water can become purified and you can drink it.
Но грязная вода может снова стать очищенной, и можно будет ее опять пить.
You can distill.
Можно ее дистиллировать.
Oh, good, you got that. You can distill that water.
Можно дистиллировать эту воду.
You can boil it.
Можно вскипятить.
And you kill all the bugs.
Убить всех бактерий.
Like when you go camping.
Например, вы когда отправляетесь в поход.
And you have to drink the. Sometimes there's rivers that are questionable. There's streams. You don't know if they're really pure. You can take that dirty water. You can put some little purifying pills, little white pills in it, and it kills all the bacteria, and you can drink.
Там где-то есть какая-то река или ручей, и вы не уверены, насколько чиста эта вода, нужно что-то пить. Вы берете специальную таблетку, такой препарат химический, бросаете его в воду, он убивает все бактерии, и можно пить ее тогда.
I was told that you can even take sewer water, and nowadays they have chemicals that are so powerful, you can put the chemicals in the sewer water, it purifies it to the point, yuck, you can drink it. Sewer? Like the sewage, with the stool, the urine, the water from the toilets. It's unthinkable. But it's true. In that same way, some sadhus are thinking, it's unthinkable these Westerners can become Vaishnavas. They're so addicted to so many sinful activities, not only in this lifetime, but many lifetimes before. There's no chance. They have to wait many lifetimes to be born in Brahmana family, India. Then they can become purified.
Они настолько привязаны к этой материалистическому наслаждению чувств, не только в этой жизни, а в прошлых жизнях, что нет, сперва они должны, пусть они родятся в семье Брамана, а потом мы посмотрим. В Индии.
Maybe they haven't read the Brihad Narayan Purana. Maybe those Brahmins have not read the Brihad Narayan Purana.
Возможно, эти брахманы, которые так говорят, они даже не читали эту...
Харинама, Харинам, Харинама Эва Кевалам, Коло Настева, 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 Гатир Аньятхар. In the age of Kali, there's only one process for purification. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Возможно, они даже не читали препад на Радхи Пурана, который говорит, что в Декхале нет иного способа очищения, как повторение Hare Krishna.
And the glory of that mantra is that it can cleanse the most filthy heart.
И слава, подлинная слава этой мантры заключается в том, что она может очистить самые скверненные, самые грязные сердца.
And just so that no one had any doubts about that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu purified the hearts of Jagai and Madhai.
И для того, чтобы никто не сомневался в этом, Чайтанья Махапрабху очистил сердца Джагая и Мадхая.
And he became famous as Patit Bhavan Gora Hari, the deliverer of the most fallen.
И он стал известен как Патита Паван Гора Хари, то есть освободитель самых падших.
That includes you and me.
Это подразумевает меня с вами.
Don't think that you're better than Jagai Madhai.
Не думайте, что вы лучше, чем Jagai
Madhai. Jagai Madhai with Dvijabandhu, they were fallen brahmanas and they were very bad, but at least they started out as brahmanas. We started out bad, we were bad, and we almost finished bad.
Jagai Madhai, на самом деле, они были Dvijabandhu. То есть они, по крайней мере, родились как брахман. Потом они, конечно, пали, но, по крайней мере, не начинали как брахман. А мы даже не начинали.
So this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. This is the be-all and the end-all of our existence. We know nothing else than Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Это мантра Хари Кришна, начало и конец существующего. Мы больше ничего не знаем, только это Хари Кришна и все.
Oh, I have some free time?
Oh,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Oh, there's a kirtan? We run to that kirtan like, give me shelter. We need to be pure. We're brahmanas. We're Vaishnavas, but by being Vaishnavas, we're automatically brahmanas. We don't like to be dirty. Brahmanas are always cleaning. In the spiritual world, the Lakshmis, the goddesses of fortune, they're cleaning the palaces and there's no dirt in the spiritual world. Just to be sure. You can't think of God in a dirty, filthy condition.
Вы не можете думать о Боге в грязном, скверненном состоянии.
So therefore, in this world you get dirty very fast.
Но в этом мире мы очень быстро становимся грязными.
Therefore it's said that a brahmachari, he must bathe once a day.
Поэтому говорится, что брахмачари должен принимать омовение минимум один раз в день.
A householder must bathe twice a day.
Домохозяин должен как минимум два раза принимать омовение.
And a sannyasi has to bathe three times a day.
Sannyasi должен принимать омовение три раза в день.
Why the different? Different. Because brahmacharis, they're staying in the ashram. Studying shastra. They don't go outside until they're prepared to deal with the world at 25 years of age. After 25 years of learning, they can handle material life and they can advance in spiritual life. So the best thing is to be born in a devotee family and your parents take you to Bhakti Vidya Purna Maharaj's Gurukul at 5 and you graduate at
25.
So you're in the ashram studying all day. You don't just one bath's enough. Householder? The risk.
Yes, risk.
Brahmacharis, listen. The risk of becoming a householder. You have to go out in the world and you have to work. You have to rub elbows with the non-devotees. You have to press the flesh. Good morning, sir. I have a nice business deal with you. Uvaga, uvaga, uvaga. Careful. So before you go out, make sure you have your 16 rounds chanted. So because householders are out in the world, they have to bathe twice a day. Sannyasis? Ek, do, teen, char, strike! No. That's from the play. We do the play. Ek, do, teen. They hit three times because they're really moving around society. They're not supposed to stay in the temple and ring the bells. They have to go out and tell everyone about the deity, everyone about Krishna. If necessary, they have to go to hell. Narak lok, patal lok. There's devotees down there. Not that they have to be there, but they volunteered for that service. Who will go to patal lok to preach? But the Vaishnavas, they have no fear. They know they'll be protected by the holy name. How do we know there's Vaishnavas preaching in hell? Because in the Nisringa Purana it's stated that when the residents of hell chant the holy names of God, they ascend to Vaikuntha.
Потому что в нарисунках Куране говорится, что когда обитатели ада сбиваются в имя, они возносятся до Вайкунтхи.
So how do they know about the holy names of God?
Откуда же они знают о святом имени Бога?
Down there, no one's interested in God.
Там никто не заинтересован в Боге.
No, because the Vaishnavas are traveling there.
Нет, просто Вайшнавы туда тоже путешествуют.
They're sitting on the bus. Excuse me, sir, have you ever heard Hare Krishna?
Они сидят в автобусе и говорят соседу: «Извините, господин, вы когда-нибудь слышали Хари Кришна?»
This is some tasty ladu my wife has made. You can take and try it.
Это очень вкусная ладу, моя жена приготовила. Можете взять, вот попробуйте.
Here's an invitation to the Lakshmana Sringadev traveling festival program downtown Pataloloka.
Вот приглашение на путешествующий тур Лакшмана Сринги прямо в центре Паталолока.
And they come.
И они приходят.
And they hear. And they get purified, and one day the name of God graces their tongue. So we have to purify because we've been in contact with the material energy. Not only in this lifetime, but many lifetimes. And just like you purify the body with soap, you purify the heart with mantra.
Точно так же, как вы очищаете тело с помощью мыла, вы очищаете дух с помощью мантры.
But the heart's very dirty.
Но сердце очень грязное.
Because it's not only picked up the dirt of this lifetime, it's picked up the dirt of many lifetimes.
Потому что на нем скопилась грязь не только этой жизни, но многих жизней.
Брахманда Брахмати Конья Бхагаван Джив Гуру Кришна Прасад Пай Бхакти Лат Бидж. If you could look at, Prabhupada said, if I showed you all your material desires, he said, what would you do? You'd faint. Oh no, c'est pas possible, we say in French. Impossible. It's impossible to cleanse that heart. Just like if we send one man into the kitchen after the feast today. Rasikendra and his boys are cooking. Is it Rasikendra? Our wonderful cooks are cooking a feast for Balaram. And just imagine if after the feast Jayatam sent you into the... You wash all these pots alone. Krishna, помоги! Help! So if you looked into your heart... Oh no! I did that, and that, and that. So soap doesn't work. You need something. What is the verse? Kaler dosha nidhe rajan asti eka mahaguna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha parambit. It's only one good cleansing agent left. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
Hare
Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It not
only cleanses,
it uproots material desires, and awakens prema. This is amazing. From the, just like the heart, you can consider the heart as like coal. Coal is that we burn coal to get heat, but if you try to like wash coal, What happens?
Сердце, оно во многом подобно углю. Используем уголь, мы жжем его, чтобы согреться, но если вы попытаетесь отмыть уголь.
In Poland and Ukraine, they still use coal to heat the houses, the furnace.
Польша и Украина, люди до сих пор еще используют уголь, чтобы погревать дома.
So take the coal.
Возьмите кусок угля.
And try to purify it.
Попробуйте очистить.
Pour water on it and clean it.
Полейте воды и очищайте.
Oh my gosh. But do you know, and you, we have said many times, that coal eventually, under pressure, becomes a diamond.
Но мы знаем, на самом деле, из нашего опыта обучения, что под большим давлением углерод становится бриллиантом.
Diamonds come from a very filthy condition.
И бриллианты, они происходят из очень загрязненного состояния.
So in the same way, although the heart is very filthy, the power of this mantra is it can purify the heart, and from that filthy heart can come prema, pure love for Krishna.
Несмотря на то, что сердце очень загрязнено под воздействием святого имени, оно может очиститься и проявить себя чистой любовью к Кришне.
It's a miracle.
Это чудо.
And we have this as our possession.
И мы имеем это чудо.
From the moment of initiation, you receive the blessings to chant this mantra.
С момента посвящения, инициации, вы получите благословение воспевать эту мантру.
Before initiation, there's some benefit.
И также было определенное благо и до инициации.
But the acharyas have explained that to get prema, love of God, you have to receive the mantra through guru parampara, through the process of diksha initiation.
Но ачарьи объясняют, чтобы получить прему, вы должны получить эту мантру через гуру парампара, путем должной инициации духовного учителя.
So today these initiates are getting this extra blessing.
И сегодня те, кто получает инициацию, получают свои дополнительные благословения.
So don't neglect it, don't put it on the shelf and forget about it.
Не пренебрегайте этим, не надо так положить на полочку и забыть. Помните об этом.
I read a story one time, the woman died and the neighbors called the police.
Я однажды читал историю, как однажды некая женщина умерла, соседи вызвали полицию.
Her body was decomposing, so they knew she had died. Body was decomposing, so they knew she had died.
Тело уже разлагалось, поэтому они могли заметить то, что.
And when the police came in to take the body away,
когда приехала полиция и забрала тело,
they also grabbed the mattress, and the mattress was very old. As they grabbed the mattress, it ripped. And inside the mattress, instead of cotton, was hundreds, I think $600,000 in $100 bills.
Когда они забирали тело, вынуждены были забрать матрас, потому что он был очень старый. Когда они потянули, он матрас разорвался, и внутри они вместо ваты обнаружили $600,000.
But she was living in a poverty-stricken condition.
Но она жила в крайней нищете.
She wasn't utilizing the wealth that she had at her disposal.
И она никак не пользовалась тем богатством, которым обладала.
So similarly, we have something infinitely more valuable.
И точно таким же образом у нас есть нечто, но гораздо более ценное.
Don't just sit on it.
Не нужно сидеть просто на этом.
Utilize it.
Осознайте это.
As you've been instructed.
Так как вам давали наставление.
Prabhupada said the most important instruction of the guru is to chant 16 rounds a day.
Прабхупада говорил, что наиболее важным наставлением духовного учителя является воспевать 16 кругов.
And to participate in the congregational chanting of the Lord's holy name as much as possible.
Принимать участие в совместном воспевании святого имени Господа столько, насколько это возможно.
And for those of you who are sitting today in this auditorium, to try to come on the Sri Sri Lakshmi Nrisingadev traveling festival program for as many years as you can in your lifetime.
Для тех, кто сидит здесь, это обозначает приезжать на путешествующий тур в Лакшми Нарисимхе столько времени, сколько вы это сможете делать в течение жизни.
Because by Śrīla Prabhupāda's grace, there's a lot of kirtan on this tour.
Потому что по милости Śrīla Prabhupāda на нашем туре много киртанов.
The Woodstock kirtans are still ringing in my ears.
Киртаны Вудстока до сих пор еще перезваниваются в моих ушах голосками.
Thank God. And everywhere I go, in the kitchen, in the temple room, on the field at our festivals, all I hear is the recordings of Bhakti Vrinda Govinda Maharaj's new tune, his new melody. Everyone is hearing that melody. So there's a lot of kirtan, a lot of opportunity for purification.
Куда бы я ни отправился здесь, то ли пошел бы на кухню, или в храмовую комнату, или на поле, я поеду, я везде слушаю преданные слушают записи этой новой мелодии Говинды Махараджи, которая везде звучит. Поэтому везде много киртанов у нас здесь.
And the opportunity to not only chant for our own purification, but what's even more exciting is to chant for the purification of others.
И эта возможность, она предназначена не только для очищения нас самих, но что еще больше волнующее, она предназначена для очищения других.
That's our real life.
И это наша настоящая жизнь.
As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, one who has life, spiritual life, he'll preach.
Как сказал Бхактисиддханта Сарасвати, если у вас жизнь, если у вас есть жизнь, то вы должны проповедовать.
Devotee is more excited when he sees other people starting to chant and even his own kirtan.
Преданные они гораздо больше вдохновляются, когда видят других людей, присоединяющихся к киртану.
Yesterday, as we were going down to the beach at Ustoni Morsky, one man ran up to me and he grabbed my hand, began shaking my hand. You know, he almost broke my arm. He was shaking and saying something. I couldn't figure out what he was saying. And then the devotee said, "Do you know what he said?"
Вчера, когда мы шли в Устройне Морске по пляжу с Каринамой, ко мне вдруг подбежал один мужчина и схватил меня за руку и стал сильно трясти, что думал, руку мне сейчас сломает. И он что-то мне говорил, я не понимал, и подошел преданный и перевел. И знаете, что он сказал?
Finally you've come! You finally come back to Ustroni Morsky. We didn't think you were going to make it. Thank you, thank you, thank you!
Наконец мы вернулись в Ustroni Morsky, я так ждал. Наконец мы приехали. Спасибо, спасибо вам огромное.
You remember? He was just jumping up and down. Thank you. We didn't know if you were going to make it before the summer was over. Then we're chanting down the beach and there's this, you know, there's a family, you know, you could tell they were well-to-do, nice, wealthy family on the beach, sitting on the sand. And the woman's sitting there and she's and the kids are running forward, of course, to take pictures. And the husband, he paid obeisances. And then he sat kneeling with his hands folded like this, and he was, you know, he wasn't making fun, he was being very respectful. Where he learned about obeisances and where he learned about pranams, only Krishna knows. But he was utilizing it to show his appreciation for the kirtan party. And I was thinking, oh my God.
С очень благодарным лицом, он со сложными ладонями поклонился много раз. Я не знаю, откуда он узнал об этом пранаме, что так нужно делать. Боже мой.
This movement, Lord Chaitanya's movement under the direction of Śrīla Prabhupāda, has the ability to bring forth spiritual emotion in the hearts of conditioned souls. This is amazing.
Это движение Господа Чайтаньи, Шрилы Прабхупады, оно предназначено для того, чтобы принести эти трансцендентные эмоции в сердца этих всех людей. Это удивительно.
Usually it takes lifetimes to experience some emotion from the covered heart.
Обычно на это требуется время целой жизни или нескольких, чтобы ощутить эти эмоции.
But this is the power of Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan.
Но это могущество Санкиртана, Господа Чайтаньи.
When the festival ended last night, we had the how do you say in Polish? Concourse, we had the competition for the little girls dancing, and I think 6 or 8 won the saris. And then I came down off the stage, and there was one girl, her eyes, she was crying, she didn't get a sari. So she was standing with her parents, and I said, "Oh, you were the best dancer. You were supposed to come up on the stage and get a sari. What happened?" And immediately, she smiled. I said, "There's been some serious mistake here. You were supposed to get the best sari." She said, "I was?
Yeah,
tak, tak, tak." Yes. So I said to one of the Manajis, please take her to the sari booth and let her pick out her favorite sari.
Я сказал одной из девушек, пожалуйста, возьмите, там хранятся сари, выберите самое лучшее, которое понравится.
And her mother was so appreciative for the act of kindness on the part of the devotees, the mother broke down crying.
И ее мать была так растрогана, она так оценила акт доброты, что она тоже тут же начала плакать.
And the husband turned to me and he said, I just can't comprehend. There's so much happiness at this festival. There's so much love. And when he said that, I said to Krishna, I said, thank you. That little statement was all I needed to work hard for the next, you know, 9 or 10 months so that we can have the festival again next year. That's the only reward, that the only thing I needed, just to hear that man said, there's so much happiness, there's so much love. He said, I can't comprehend. So the little girl came back and the father said, let's take a photo. And the little girl said, but mommy's not here. The father said, where's mommy? She's still crying. So you can say that she's conditioned soul, she doesn't really understand what is, you know, prem bhakti. But no. The object of her tears was Krishna consciousness. So even in some indirect way, you can say it's a spiritual emotion.
И мы можем, конечно, говорить, ну, это просто обусловленные души, что они там могут плакать и Кришны. Но, посмотрите, на самом деле, объектом ее плача было сознание Кришны. Поэтому таким, так или иначе, это были трансцендентные эмоции.
A mango is a mango, whether it's green or yellow.
Манго, он всегда манго, независимо от того, зеленый он или уже желтый.
Yellow is very ripe and very delicious.
Желтый, он очень спелый и очень вкусный.
And green is very hard and has no taste. But green mangoes are also very valuable. Because from green mango you get pickle, you get achar. And when you eat your rice and your sabji, then you add that and it adds the heat and it helps digestion. It's very yummy. And by nature's way, a green mango must one day become a ripe mango. It must. If you leave it, by nature's way, it must become a ripe mango. So the people who come, they're like green mangoes, and for the most part, we're also like green mangoes in devotional service. We're just beginners.
И те люди, которые приходят, они подобны этим зеленым манго. На самом деле мы тоже зеленые манго, потому что мы только начинающие.
So if you want to advance very quickly in spiritual life in Kali Yuga,
если хотите продвинуться очень быстро в духовной жизни в Кали-Юге,
just stand in the sunshine of Lord Chaitanya's mercy.
Просто оставайтесь на солнечном свете милости Господа Чайтаньи.
And that means Kirtaniyad Sadahari.
Это обозначает Kirtaniyad Sadahari.
Always chant.
Всегда воспевать.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So for all the service you have done in bringing these spiritual emotions to the surface in people's lives, we thank you. We don't have time to go through the list of 300 devotees and thank you individually.
К сожалению, у нас нет времени, чтобы проходить весь список из 300 преданных и каждого благодарить индивидуально.
I've already gone over my allotted time for speaking.
Так уже очень много времени занял.
But the yagya would not be complete without a big thank you.
Но ягья останется незавершенной, если не скажу вам большого спасибо.
And there's not much value in my thank you.
И мое спасибо, возможно, не обладает большой ценностью.
I'm also a green mango.
Я также зеленый манго.
But there is much to be said in the thank you and the gratitude of Srila Prabhupada towards all of you in carrying on the mission that he started in this world.
Но гораздо большая ценность обладает то спасибо, которое вам говорит Шрила Прабхупада благодаря вашим усилиям по распространению его миссии.
And have no doubt that Prabhupada is watching over and protecting all of us.
Не сомневайтесь, что Шрила Прабхупада наблюдает за нами и защищает нас.
As you know, he wrote that in a letter to me in the early years.
Как вы знаете, он написал это в письме ко мне в ранние годы.
I wrote a letter and I said that I was missing Prabhupada.
Я написал письмо, в котором говорилось, что я скучаю по вам, Шрила Прабхупада.
Because he only came once a year.
Потому что вы приезжаете только раз в год.
Stayed for a few days.
Стоялись на несколько дней.
So then he wrote me back. He said, I can understand your sentiments of separation.
И Шрила Прабхупада ответил мне, я могу понять твои чувства разлуки.
He said, I'm also missing my Guru Maharaj.
Я также скучаю по разлуке с моим Гуру Махараджем.
But I always feel that he's watching over and protecting me.
Но я всегда чувствовал и знал, что он присматривает за мной и охраняет меня, защищает.
So know for certain that Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya and Radha and Krishna are very much aware of every single service that has been performed by every single devotee on this tour, present or not present today.
Поэтому, пожалуйста, будьте, знаете наверняка, что Шрила Прабхупада, Господь Чайтанья и Радха Кришна, они знают о каждом малюсеньком служении, которое вы выполняли на протяжении этого тура.
And their reciprocation is there for all of you.
И они очень это оценивают, каждое служение каждого из вас.
In many ways.
Многими способами.
But the main way is that they are hopefully very kindly giving us the opportunity to come back together again next year in
2009
and have yet another Sri Sri Lakshmina Sringadev traveling festival program. And as the Capitan said in Mijijeno, may this festival go on for 100 years.
И как сказал капитан из Нижежима, да пусть продлится этот фестиваль сотню лет.
He's a non-devotee.
Он не преданный.
Covered soul.
Покрытая обусловленная душа.
But some spiritual appreciation, some spiritual emotion was awoken in his heart as a result of this festival program.
Но какая-то духовная эмоция пробудилась в его сердце как результат этой духовной программы.
So he was thinking, yes, it is so nice. Let it go on for 100 years. And we're thinking, let it go on forever. And it will go on forever. Because this is the process of sadhana bhakti, practicing Krishna consciousness. And practice makes perfect. This is all practice that we can one day join the eternal festival of Radha and Krishna or Lord Chaitanya as you're inclined in the spiritual world forever. So we thank all of you very, very much for all your wonderful service. I feel inadequate in expressing my own gratitude.
Мы благодарим всех вас очень-очень сильно за ваше служение.
But I'll try to express my gratitude by traveling and preaching throughout the year and raising as much Lakshmi as I can so that we can have a very successful tour next year.
Я постараюсь выразить мою благодарность в том, что на протяжении последующих 8-9 месяцев я буду ездить по всему миру и стараться собрать как можно больше Лакшми к следующему туру, чтобы мы все могли собраться вновь.
That's my duty.
Это мой долг.
As far as you're concerned, you go back home because you come from poor countries, so you go back home and you work on this purification of the heart so that when you come back next year you're more pure in heart and we can preach our message even more effectively along the Baltic Sea coast.
Ваша задача отправляться домой и все это время работать над дальнейшим очищением своего сердца, чтобы в следующем году, когда мы соберемся вновь, мы могли проповедовать более эффективно.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. I'd also like to thank Gurangi Dasi from Poland. She's the main force behind getting these altars together. It was a few years ago, I think, that she designed them, and 2 years ago, and had them made, and you know, went through all the hassle of having them shipped to Poland, and I think Nityananda Charan must have been making them ready for today, and so. So I think probably Gurangi will be listening to this tape, so let's give her a big round of applause for that service. And, I'd also like to give a very big thank you to Jayatam and Nandini. As I mentioned, it's not possible to go through everybody's name, but I think all of us would agree that we should definitely notice their service.
И как я уже упоминал ранее, нет возможности огласить весь список из 300 преданных, но я думаю, что все согласятся, что если мы обратим внимание на них.
And they work all year long.
Они работают на протяжении целого года.
And if you read the diary, you know what obstacles they come up against in, you know, making sure we have our tour each year.
Если вы читаете дневник, то вы знаете препятствия, с которыми сталкиваются.
And during the tour, they're also working very hard and organizing and keeping the opposition at bay at some distance as well. And already they're working on the, well, we're trying to finish this tour and get everybody on the buses and home, but they're also working on 2009 and probably 2010 tour as well. So we give them a very big thank you and appreciation for all the wonderful service that they're doing, without which this tour would definitely not happen.
Мы приносим им огромную благодарность, потому что без их участия этот тур наверняка бы определенно не состоялся.
And believe me, it's not easy to be in that position of having to organize and, you know, arrange all the services for the devotees. It's probably the most difficult service on the tour.
Я знаю, что это очень трудно быть в таком положении, когда должен организовывать служение каждого на этом туре. Это на самом деле так является.
So I'd like to ask you all to stand up and give them a big round of applause for their outstanding service. Jayatamanandini Ke. Thank you.